On behalf of the lady from Callaway and myself, it is a profound honor to rise on this floor of this chamber to recognize and celebrate a truly extraordinary American hero, Chief Warrant Officer 5, Eric A. Slaver. On January 3rd, 2026, Slaver demonstrated gallantry and courage above and beyond the call of duty while serving his nation in support of Operation Absolute Resolve. As the lead pilot of an MH-47 Chinook with the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment Airborne, known to the world as the Night Stalkers, Slaver was tasked with executing a highly complex infiltration mission deep into the hostile territory to deliver U.S. forces where they were most needed. Flying through perilous terrain and intense enemy air defenses, when he reached the designated landing zone, his aircraft was immediately engaged by hostile machine gun fire, resulting in 15 armor-piercing rounds entering the cockpit, with 4 rounds striking his leg and hips. Despite these life-threatening injuries, he did not falter. Chief Warrant Officer 5 Slover's courage under fire ensured that the ground force he carried could safely disembark. Despite sustaining critical wounds, he identified the positions engaged in his aircraft. Through expert handling, he enabled his door gunner to deliver effective suppressive fire, neutralizing the threat and saving countless American lives. For these heroic actions, Chief Warrant Officer 5 Eric Slaver was awarded the Medal of Honor, our nation's highest military decoration, in a rare and fitting tribute to his extraordinary valor. The 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment, the Night Stalkers, are not only warriors, but valued members of the community surrounding Fort Campbell. Their motto, "Night Stalkers Don't Quit," is more than a slogan, Mr. Speaker. It is a testament to their exceptional service and their unwavering commitment to our nation. The Night Stalkers hold a special place in the hearts of Christian, Trigg County, and surrounding counties. They tend to have a longer than usual assignments and are often stationed here for several years. That means these folks are our friends, our neighbors, our ball coaches, and our Sunday school teachers. And Mr. Speaker, they are our people. Mr. Speaker, I also want to recognize his wife, Amy. Military spouses and families make service possible by providing unwavering support at home, sharing the burdens, and enduring the sacrifices that come with a loved one's duty to our nation. Mr. Speaker, I move for adoption of this citation.
Without objection, so ordered. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.